he bailed on so many plays early and just started scrambling. And it's like, dude, you're holding. And I love when he scrambles to run. Yesterday when they were scrambling, no one else was breaking from their routes as the wide receivers. And I felt like he was just holding the ball forever.
He held the ball forever, man.
He was holding the ball forever.
It was not a good Purdy performance.
No.
Let's be real. It was not good yesterday. I'm with you. Rhea and Lancaster. Rhea, what's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to start off on a high note and just say Brandon Ayuk was excellent yesterday, and it was so good to
amazing.
See. So good to see. Okay. With that being said, Kyle Shanahan, I don't understand why he doesn't think of things prior to games. He knew it was going to be hot. You knew you're probably eventually your defense is going to get gassed towards the end of the game because Kyler Murray is one of those quarterbacks that run around like crazy, keep plays going. People got to keep running around to figure out what he's going to do. So why in the first half are you still settling for field goals? Because you need to run up this score early while everybody has some energy, just in case my defense is so tired that they wind up making some plays at the end of the game. But we want the score to be so high that it doesn't matter if they make a play. We still have the lead. When it was like the first, one of the first field goals, it was what,
Fourth and 10 from the 10. That was the first drive. But he took a sack on third and goal from the 6.
But I'm just saying, there was one where it was closer when he was in the red zone. Why can't you get 1 or 2 yards?
So that was the fourth and 2.
Completed.
Yeah.
Why can't you get 2 yards? I don't understand what you're doing, Kyle. We need to run this score up. We can't do this field goal stuff for the rest of the year.
Selling
and think
for
we're
going to
get anywhere.
Rhea, you're so right. You're so right, Rhea. Thanks for the phone call.
It was fourth and 2. Did you want to go for it there? That was the third or fourth drive?
Yeah, it was
second quarter.
It was making 13-10. Look, it's early. I prefer to go for it. But I wasn't mad about taking the lead.
First and goal, they run every time, it feels like. In my mind, it feels
Isaac Grando got the 3 yards.
Yeah, it's a predictable run.
I thought Kittle almost got the touchdown there on the 3 yard catch.
I thought that was a bad pass from Purdy.
It was
a bad pass.
It was a bad pass.
If he throws that like down near his numbers, I think he can get in.
But I understand why Shanahan elected to kick the field goal. Because overall, the 49ers, when it comes to red zone efficiency, they're 9-22 so far this season. The red zone woes are a problem.
Is that all missing CMC? Like I kind of don't want to hear that when you've got Jennings making good money. Jennings is making the most a third wide receiver makes in the league. I didn't know that. And then Brandon Ayuk's making big money. Debo's making big money. You got the best left tackle apparently in the game because he wants to hold out every second. Yeah. And then you've got George Kittle. And Mason, like he's not CMC. He's really good.
He's really good.
Really good. So they should be better in the red zone.
They should be better. But damn, it's a big factor. See, when I see 9-22 from the red zone, and I think about how many touchdowns they had to score last year, and they were top 5 in red zone efficiency, this is a problem. This is a problem. Yesterday, 1 of 6, all right? 1 of 6 in the red zone. On the season, Chasky, less than 50%. They're converting touchdowns. They're not converting touchdowns in the red zone. They're 9 of 22 on the season. That is alarming with all these, like you said, with all these playmakers. But CMC is definitely a factor. I kept thinking about it like, damn, they missed number 23, especially inside the 20-yard line. But to your point, you're right. You got Ayuk. He's cooking dudes one-on-one on the outside.
Did he get one red zone look yesterday?
I don't think he got one red zone look.
And
embarrassing.
All I kept thinking in the second half was like, all right, Ayuk's on fire. Let's keep feeding him. And like Mason and Ayuk, like feed the guys that are on fire, right?
Nope, I'm with you.
And this is where we go back to adjustments at halftime. And I'm just, again, I can only defend Shanahan so much. He has gotten out-coached in the second half in all 3 losses.
It's been bad. It's been bad. But at the same time, players got to make plays.
You got
a 1st and 8.
No doubt.
You have a 1st and 8.
He didn't fumble.
Arizona's is 23-21. Arizona goes on a beautiful 14-play, 75-yard drive to get within 2. And all of a sudden, I felt the lemon booty looming over 49er fans in Levi's Stadium. Oh, it was looming large, folks, just like it was at Memorial Stadium Saturday when Miami cut it to 38-25. And Cam Ward threw an excellent post route on a 3rd and 20. I was like, damn, okay, here we go again. You got a 1st and 8 at the 8-yard line. And Mason doesn't take care of the football, and he fumbles. And Arizona takes over at their own 9-yard line. And they just... Connor 9 yards. Connor 6 yards. Connor 3 yards. Connor 8 yards. Oh, little McBride, little incomplete. Oh, 4th and 5, back foot, boom, 14 yards. Let me go, Kyler again, out of bounds. I mean, it was just—it's embarrassing all around. Everybody gets blamed today. Everybody's culpable for that loss yesterday.
Who was the better quarterback yesterday? Just yesterday.
Oh, Kyler Murray was the better quarterback. Kyler Murray was a better quarterback.
And I thought he was in full command.
Oh, he was. He looked like a leader yesterday. He was ready to roll.
How about when he had to call timeout? He was furious.
Oh, he's furious.
At the rookie for not getting out wide enough.
Yeah, no doubt. He's telling Marvin Harrison Jr., come on, let's go. Hurry up.
It was
great. Get there.
And then Brady was like hyping up, like, yeah, I love. Because they were like, oh, they need to simplify for Murray. And Brady's like, no, Kyler doesn't need simplified. He needs more on his plate. Brady was good yesterday.
4th and 5. I needed defense to make the play. It ain't to make the play. Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes you need your defense to step up. Sometimes your defense needs to step up a situation, a critical situation.
They haven't won an ugly game yet.
No, they haven't. The defense doesn't get stops. The offense doesn't convert their red zone opportunities. It is a problem. And the special teams, well, they were a little better. They had the field goal block, which is pretty cool. Let's go to let's get Nick and Berkeley. He's been hanging on hold for a while. Then look to Be Nice in Jersey. Oh, you don't want to miss what Jose has to say in Oakland. I'll look forward to Jose's calls. Nick and Berkeley, what's happening?
Man, if you'd have told me that we're going into week 6 and Brock Purdy would be the second leading rushing total on our team, I would have told you you're out of your mind. And if you'd have told me that the Juice Check doesn't have a single rush the entire season, I'd have told you you're out of your mind because he doesn't. That's why we're not scoring in the red zone. You would think that we would use our fullback. Juice Check only has like 7 receptions and he has like 1 return on some punt or whatever kickoff. I don't even know. It's insane. You don't run your fullback. You don't spell Mason one time, and then you want to blame Mason because he's a bell cow. It's just ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. And here we go again. I tried to bite my tongue. I tried to stay calm, and I tried to root for Shanahan. But it's, dude, the deficiencies,
limitations,
his inept and his inability to overcome obstacles in the fourth quarter and stop a little momentum here and there. Dude, air it out. Go deep. Try to draw a pass interference or something like teams do on us. Like, I don't even know what our defense is doing. Bosa, shut up. Bosa, here's a clue. Why don't you get some game film, Bosa, and look at the left and right tackles. And all you got to do is be one man, Bosa. One man. I mean, figure it out, bro.
It's Nick and Berkeley. We're going to get to Jose in Oakland. Be Nice in Jersey. I can't wait to get to Jerry. What does Be Nice got to say about the 49ers?
888-957-9570.
Hey, if you want to chat on YouTube, just take your comments and bring them to the Comcast Business X line, please, because I want to read what's going on there. I do. I want to know what Niner fans are saying today. I want to know what Niner fans are thinking today. Is the sky falling? All right, you think this is a situation critical?
This fish is stinking from the head up.
Where's your panic meter?
Well, first off, it's the season's not over. Absolutely hit me with the nicotina situation critical. Are you kidding me?
What's coming up? Brought to you by the Rarenda in Concord. Niners 0-2 in the NFC West. 0-3 in the NFC. They're 2-3. What a monster game on Thursday up in Seattle. What's going on with the Niners?
Yeah, I mean, in the first half, it felt good. We obviously gave up that long one to Kyler. I wish we didn't give that up, of course. But other than that, I thought we were great. And then the second half, just kind of melted down. Too much leaky yardage, missed tackles, not fitting it right, not good enough.
What's going on, Roasters? It's Brian Baldinger with the NFL Network. And you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasta on 95.7 The Game.
Baldy will be here tomorrow, 7:30. Baldy. And then he's coming to town for the Kansas City game. So where would the 49ers be when they play Kansas City? Would it be 2-4? Would it be 3-3? Operation 4-4 don't sound too bad right now, does it? It's 4-4 and get to the bye week. Then the schedule doesn't lighten up. So the schedule, this was supposed to be the easy part of the schedule, right? Play the Jets, play the Rams, they're beat up. You play the Cardinals, they're beat up. You play the Patriots. Let's face it, this 49ers team is not clicking on all cylinders. And I don't... Super Bowl hangover, man, I don't know what's going on with that. That's just not a good football team right now.
0-3 against the NFC.
I know. 0-2 against the NFC West.
So, like, right now, you know, people could tell me, oh, they win on Thursday. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right to ship a little. But are they where we wanted them to be? No. Are they where they wanted to be? No. Do they even look like they are a complete football team? Not even close. They just don't. And I look at their personnel, I think, I thought it might have been upgraded in some areas. I was wrong. They look a little old. They look a little slow. They definitely look beat up right now. You know.
Well, but you know what? The hell with that beat up stuff.
No, beat up is not an excuse.
Arizona limped into this building. Arizona limped into Levi's Stadium.
Look like vintage Fred Warner?
But Arizona's missing all kind of defensive personnel.
I'm not saying they're it's
all,
an excuse.
Everybody, I don't want to hear anything about excuses. The Rams, they had all kind of injuries.
About that this team has been through some gladiator wars year after year after year, and it looks like it's catching up. I'm not making it an excuse. I'm saying when you get a step slower, the team needs, they look old. They just look old.
But I'm not buying the whole injury thing and getting beat up when they played the Rams. They didn't have Puka Nacua. They didn't have Cooper Kupp. They didn't have a defensive line. I mean, defensive secondary. They were missing guys galore. Missing guys all over the place. They had a new offensive line. They still won that football game. I don't want to hear anything about being beat up or having excuses. This roster had Deebo Samuel out there on the football field. They had Brandon Ayuk on the football field.
Wait,
they had Brock Purdy. They had Brock Purdy on the football field. They had George Kittle on the football field. They had Nick Bosa on the football field. Collins is on the football field. They had Tig Brown on the football field. Travis Ward was on the football field. Deandre Lenore is on the football field. I go on and on and on. Miss me with the whole beat up and injury stuff. I'm not buying it.
No, I'm
not
saying they look old. They look like an older roster that's not in their primes anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's I don't know about that.
Has Trent played good football this year? Not really. You know,
well,
like
Jordan Mason's running the ball well.
Jordan Mason is breaking tackles. He leads the NFL in broken tackles.
Yeah, he does.
Yards after first contact.
But that's what he
Jordan
does.
Mason looks amazing.
He does look
outside
amazing.
Outside of a horrific fumble.
Tomorrow's your chance to have breakfast with Baldy Friday, October 18th. That's right. Baldy's going to join us. He's going to be live in studio for the Kansas City Week. He's calling Kansas City and the 49ers. All right? He's going to join us tomorrow, 7:30. So to join us at 7:30, right after the conversation, we're going to be giving away 10 spots. That's right, 10 spots for you and the guests to come in and have breakfast with Baldy. We'll let you ask some questions. We'll do it live in the studio. We're going to do it right there in the, out there in the sales area, folks. So we're going to do it for you tomorrow is your chance to have breakfast with Baldy Friday, October 18th. And let's get back to the lines.
Yeah, let's go. Well, before let's get you go out there, James Conner is old, and he played like a young man yesterday. He did. He played. He took their souls.
Is Nick Bosa not in his prime?
Yeah, but he doesn't look fast right now at all.
Is Fred Warner in his prime?
Yeah, he looked compromised yesterday.
He was compromised yesterday. He was compromised.
I love Fred Warner.
Collins is playing
well. A lot of physical football.
Is Tig Brown a young player?
Yeah, and he looks slow.
Is Malik Mustafa, who everybody wanted to play, is he a rookie?
He looks like he's a young man who's arm tackling way too much.
Oh, well, he's a missile, right? He should be arm tackling. All right?
No.
Tarvarius Ward, prime of his career. Deandre Lenore entering the prime of his career.
Ward looks slow.
I don't want to hear this thing about prime and being looking old.
I'm just saying the team looks old. I'm not saying that they
slow.
Are old. I'm saying they look
old. They're just playing a step slow. They're just playing slow.
They're playing slow. And Devondre Campbell's clearly done. Like he's
You know what?
He's cooked.
I'll say this about number 59, Devondre Campbell. He's probably got a couple games left with the San Francisco 49ers. Seriously. When Drake Greenlaw gets back, D. Winters gets more and more reps, and Tatum Bethune, they'll start feeling confident with him. We heard Lynch last week basically say, yeah, we feel comfortable with him wearing a green dot helmet if Fred Warner doesn't go. I'm going to tell you right now, don't be surprised if Devondre Campbell's not on this team by the end of the month. All right? He's not playing good football, and I'm just gonna leave him to the side. He's not playing
good. He's getting ISO'd so much.
I'm just going to leave that alone.
So bad.
Number 59, Devondre Campbell, probably want to be on his football team by the end of the month.
And it felt like their D-tackles didn't do anything yesterday. It felt like that. Leonard Floyd really didn't do anything. Okawanu, who was great the week before on a couple plays, had a big penalty in this one where they go an extra yard closer on the two-point conversion, you know, after scoring the touchdown, and it makes it easier to call a run play from the one as opposed to the two. Maybe James Conner scores regardless, but like all those things add up.
You know, for all the heat Wilkes got last year, this defense looks a lot worse this year under Nick Sorensen, I tell you that much.
They look slow and old.
Well, they're playing slow and old. How do you play? I thought they were going to be playing physical and fast. Let's go to Nice in Jersey. Be Nice, what's happening?
Hey, Be Nice.
What's up? This is E-Nice.
E-Nice, what's up,
okay,
E-Nice?
E-Nice.
Hey, man, I just had to call in because, like you said, we are, 2-3 right now, and it don't look good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was talking to my friend, and I was just saying, we got fans, and then we got foes. Some of our fans is becoming foes because they're not trying to solve the problem. They just keep trying to tell us the problem. We can see that we're not scoring on offense. We're not stopping nobody on defense good enough. But we're not – had that chemistry. I don't know if it's – I always blame it on the coach because he's the highest guy out there, meaning that he need to train these guys into the positions they need to be in. Just like I think we've been doing a Super Bowl hangover where we're not getting exactly the right information needed. And
so what's
not come across
E-Nice,
to everybody.
E-Nice, what's the solution for this football team right now? What do you think the solution is?
Yo, man, you got to do some laps. I need everybody to practice on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
This team is not a few laps away from being good. The E-Nice, the Cardinals and Rams.
Hold on. This ain't Pop Warner, man. I mean, running a few gashers ain't going to – come on, man. He's, what else? You just think they need to condition a lot better? You think that's the issue, conditioning? I respect it. I respect your opinion.
That's a joke, though, but I'm saying we need more training on the field. On the field. Something's not going on in that field. On that field, A is not getting a B, B not getting a C, and C not getting a D.
All right, E-Nice.
What'd you think of Trey Greenlaw mixing it up on the sideline?
Oh, just the most fired his defense has had all year. That's what I think.
We miss his soul so much.
It was evident in the Rams game.
I mean, God, they missed 57. If you ever doubted the impact of Greenlaw on this team, because I do feel like he flew under the radar for like 5 years, I think we all have now realized, damn, he was a good player.
Who was it on the sideline that shoved McBride after they were getting into it? Was it Conley? Someone on the sideline that was just wanting
with the Gatorade bucket?
Yeah, it was weird.
That was Greenlaw.
It was Greenlaw.
That was Greenlaw.
He pushed him. He did a big dom.
Yeah, that was Greenlaw.
It was big drag.
That was Greenlaw. You're probably going to get fired for that, but it is what it is.
You beat me on the big dom by 1 second.
Well, everybody
say that again.
You beat me with the big dom comment by 1 second.
Well, everybody used the big dom comment yesterday. That's all I saw. Big dom, big dom, big dom. To hell with fat ass big dom. Jose in Oakland, what's going on? You're on the roast.
I love Dre.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I said it in the past that Kyle reminds me of Marty Schottenheimer. Sadly, he is Schottenheimer, okay? He keeps losing these games when he has a lead. But I'm not going to lay this at the feet of him unless he makes adjustments. Quite frankly, I think it's time to take away the keys from the student driver. The Sorensen experiment is not working out. Okay, they need to have somebody that actually knows had to make adjustments. Sorensen might at some point be good, but he's still learning. And unfortunately, the team is not in a position to be, you know, training somebody to be a coordinator. It is a team. It seems like the team, both in defense and offense, has issues adjusting. Kyle does not adjust to what the defense is doing against him on the second half. And the defense is not adjusting to the adjustments of the other team. So we're getting blasted on both sides. Okay, our offense is not moving the ball once they get to the fourth quarter, and our defense just keep giving points left and right. At this point, to be honest with you, the team can be up 21-7, 21-0, and I still wouldn't feel comfortable that we're going to win the game because it's just one too many times. It just keeps happening over and over and over, and I just don't see anything changing. So if Kyle lets this go any further than it has gone, we're going to find ourselves, you know, like 5-7, 5-8.
I don't know.
We're going to be on the outside looking in.
We'll see. Nobody's going to run away with this division, the NFC West, that is. But look, as annoyed as I am about number 97, Nick Bosa, and trust me, I'm very annoyed with him. Very annoyed. Like I didn't get no sleep last night. He annoys me with the way he talks after a game about holding people accountable. Hold yourself accountable, dude. That's what champions do. That's what winners do. They hold themselves accountable, and they take the blame for themselves.
Don't play him
okay?
today.
All right? But offensively, to get shut out by this Arizona Cardinals team, and to say, I watched Jaden Daniels. I mentioned to Baldy. I said, man, it looked like they quit.
Wait, you texted Baldy on the side?
No, I'm saying last week on the show.
Oh, I thought you said yesterday.
Don't worry about
me. My bad. I was like, sideshow?
Yeah, no. Well, that's what you do all the time. You know,
Baldy preemptively just texts me out of nowhere. Yeah. It's not my fault.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he likes me.
Yeah. What a flex that is.
It's the flex moment of the show.
Flex moment of the show. Just text me.
How does a team with who cuts his teeth on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, that's what I was going to get to here, Shasky, before you cut me off. As much as I'm, as far as I'm annoyed about Nick Bosa, because I was saying that Baldy last week, Arizona quit. They quit against the Commanders. They quit. They gave up a 40 burger. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, this should be a walk in the park. Get ready for Seattle in a short week. Let's flip this thing. Get the 4-2 before you play Kansas City in a monster game. And it's all good in the hood. But they lose this game. And I'm thinking to myself, how the hell did they get shut out in the second half by Arizona? Well, two guys. We're gonna give credit when credit is due. Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy did not. That was one of the worst games I've seen Brock Purdy play. I'm sorry.
Why do you say one of the worst? Because I think he's had some bad ones.
He was indecisive.
The Baltimore game was pretty bad.
That's on the top of the list.
Okay.
All right. That's on the top of the list.
Yeah. He's only had a couple bad
regular
games.
Season games.
Yeah.
Regular season
he's
games.
He's only had a couple bad ones.
Yeah. That's why this one is at one of the worst games because he has been so good. But yesterday, indecisiveness.
Yeah.
Not sure. Check your checkdowns.
Holding the ball.
Holding the ball. Scrambling to no man's land. Tip passes. Not identifying cover zero blitzes for the life of me. Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy in this scheme. Why are the 49ers offense the only one that has trouble with cover zero blitzes? I see other teams
because they can't.
Blitz zero. They can run blitz zero. They got a plan in place. Quick wide receiver screen, little dump off to the back, something.
But
for some reason, for 5 years, Shasky, this team can't block a cover zero blitz.
This goes back to Shanahan, by design, doesn't want his quarterback calling the checks at the line. Right? So it's all done in the huddle, and then when you get to the line, you're supposed to just run the play. Like, that's what he wants. Like, all the answers are there for the... Remember his quote? All the answers are there for the test. So,
Not for the cover zero blitz.
Well, that's...
That answer, you get it wrong every single time, so you go from an A-plus to an A-minus.
That must be a pop quiz.
No, on the Scantron, A, B, C, D, or E. None of the above.
It feels like yesterday... Purdy felt the rush when it wasn't there and bailed on plays and started scrambling and running around and then just holding the ball and was indecisive. And I thought he was looking to go too deep. To me, I thought that he got too obsessed with what they did last week and he went, you know, I'm going to go deep. Like, bro, just take the yards. Like, for example, there was a play, I think it was second or third down, where he bailed in the red zone late in the game and in the third quarter. And instead of just hitting Mason on the short underneath play, he rolls out to make a play to no man's land. It's like, dude, trust your guy there. Hit Mason on the underneath play. If that's CMC, you're hitting him. Like, trust him
Trust Mason,
and
I agree.
He wasn't seeing the field well. He was feeling rush when there wasn't rush. And he was holding the ball for way too long. It was a bad game for him.
It was.
I don't think anyone could argue otherwise.
It was. And when you're quarterback of the team, you get all the praise when you win.
Totally agree.
And you deserve criticism when you lose.
Did you hear Brady? Brady said something to the effect of, I'm the quarterback. Every pass, the whole franchise rests on my shoulders. Am I paraphrasing that? I want to get the actual sound. We're trying to dig it up. But it was in the second quarter, and he's basically saying that, like, I know you guys want to, like, limit the amount of input that the quarterback has. To me, that's completely false. The great players, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, et cetera, Lamar, the game is in their control all game.
And I guarantee you Brady wants that.
Yes.
I mean, not Brady, Purdy. Purdy wants that. There's a little Shanahan effect with that. There is a little Shanahan effect with that. All right, let's go back out to the lines here. Let's go to Tay all the way out in D.C. Washington, D.C. Tay, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, actually.
I'm not doing good.
I'm actually not doing too bad. Hey, Tay, it was
a
great weekend.
Hot. I'm waiting for the fog. My teams are losing.
No.
I'm having a bad day.
He's having a bad day.
I had a sinus infection yesterday.
Yeah, well, he's having a bad day. I had a great weekend, Tay. Let me tell you about my weekend. We had pizza with my daughter and the family. We went to Giorgio's, had a great slices, buffalo wings, walked the strip at Clement Street, saw my boy Emil. I hadn't seen him in years. I saw SI come back and get Reardon down 21-0. Shout out to those cats, the cardiac cats.
Did you hear about the record you set this weekend?
What record?
Most tweets in a weekend by a sports host.
Why?
You're 95-7 the game.
Why is that?
I'm just, who's monitoring just live my tweeting tweets? Every game.
Who's monitoring my tweets? Get a life.
I was.
Get a life. Why are you worried about me? Worry about this. But see, Tay, I had a great weekend. I'm tweeting. I'm living my life. I'm on the sideline seeing Cal in Miami sitting at the 40-yard line. Shout out to Hannah who hooked me up with the pregame passes and some great seats.
Couldn't even bother to come see me.
No, I never leave my seats. Shasky doesn't either.
You were on the field. I was like, hey, come up and say hi.
I do my thing. Tay, I had a great weekend. You can't bring me down right now. Sports are sportsing. Alabama lost. Well, who else
lost? USC lost.
I mean, top 10 teams Tennessee are getting beat left and right. Michigan lost. Tay, I know you've been on hold for a while, but damn it, I had a great weekend.
I didn't.
Yeah, me either. The 49ers lost, and I think you guys had a show. I can't remember if it was your show or not. And I had five questions. One of the questions were, who's the biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC? And I said, Kyle Shanahan. This has been going on for, I don't know how long. He's losing these leads. Everything starts at the top. You have to be able to bring the right people in. Why do we keep losing these defensive coordinators? Bringing new guys in. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. Why are we not blocking some of these interviews like the Nico Wines? We should have kept him, but I think they just want draft picks. And then they don't draft anybody that can help us now. And the excuse is, well, they can't learn Kyle Shanahan's system. But why is it half the league is running his system? But why is it, if they can't learn the system and then we play another team, they're able to stop the system and we can't even get guys on the field. Our defensive line, this team was built on us with a defensive line. T.Y. McGinn, Kevin Givens, all of these guys, they're not good. They're not going to help us win a Super Bowl. Other teams are getting better. I'm here in Washington. I'm watching J.D. Daniels. They got 50 new players on their team. They're doing good. We'll see how long it lasts. But J.D. Daniels is they're letting him check at the line. Like I heard you say that. They don't let Purdy check at the line with the zero blitz. Kyle Shanahan already knows they're coming with the zero blitz. Why wouldn't you check out of the play? Like, it's just certain bonehead things that he does, and I think he knows that he's not going to get fired right away, so he just goes along with it, but we lose the game.
Right, man. It's a lack of adjustments. There's no doubt. Yesterday was just an inexcusable loss. There's no business why you should get shut out by that Arizona team in the second half. It's inexcusable. You get to the red zone. They got to the red zone six times, for crying out loud. What was their efficiency in the red zone? 1-6. What is their efficiency in the red zone this season? 9-22. Ding, 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 ding.
Are you serious?
Is it players got to make plays? Is it play calling? No. Is it execution? 1-6 yesterday in the red zone.
This is how I'm going to describe it. It's not a perfect metaphor, but hear me out. You know how Steve Kerr loves ball movement, right? The ball movement stuff in their offense. They're not going to do a lot of like high pick and rolls, right? Like that's other teams do that. During the regular season, that works. But there are certain moments in the playoffs and down the stretch with 5 minutes to go in games where you just got to kind of hand it to your best players and go matchup versus matchup and not go scheme, which is the ball movement stuff that Kerr likes to do. In between the 20s, right? From 20 to 20, you got that whole 80 yards. Yeah, all that schematic stuff, all the scheme and all that, it's great. But when I get in the red area, to me, it's about playmakers and it's about matchups. And I think it works when you have the best player on the planet, which is CMC. We're all seeing that. He's the best player on the planet, right? And him not being around does change everything. But I got all these great players and I'm trying to run scheme plays and full field reads for Brock Purdy in a short area. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. I need to go matchups. Well, so to me, like, I just think Kyle needs to adjust in the sense of, hey, I got Kittle, I got Ayuk, I got Debo. There are times in the game where I need to go mano a mano, pre-snap, find the matchup that I'm looking for, isolate it, and attack it. Is it a low percentage play to run the fades and stuff? Yeah, it is, but it's not a low percentage play when you have an all-world player out there against a third stringer.
Yeah, I think in a red zone, when you do have McCaffrey, it seems like, hey, with McCaffrey, you're going to isolate him, or you're going to call a play directly for Christian McCaffrey. Without Mr. Christian McCaffrey, in a game like yesterday, right? Obviously, Arizona had no answer for Brandon Ayuk. He's cooking. He's having his best game of the season. And I ain't heard nothing about Brandon Ayuk.
Exactly.
Rhea and Lancaster actually gave him his props. So I shout out to Rhea. And Brandon Ayuk was cooking. But give me, you know what? Hey, you know what? Third and goal, 2 yard line. Let me just get Brandon Ayuk isolated on the side. Let him run a quick slant.
Yeah.
Let me see if Arizona's going to double him. Or are they going to bracket him? Or are they going to pay attention to Kittle, Debo, Juwan Jennings, or somebody? But just isolate Brandon Ayuk and get him a touch in the red zone. That's the problem. You go 1-6 in the red zone in a game like that, and you settle for field goals get you beat. We've always said this. That's the old adage of football. Field goals will get you beat. You have to score 6 instead of 3.
And to your point about Brandon Ayuk, and this is where like I get frustrated, there's this stubbornness of, well, okay, all week we game plan for, hypothetically, Debo Samuel to have a monster game, all right? But in these search situations, we're going to run these 5, 6, 7 plays. Bro, you got to abandon the script sometimes in game. When you see Ayuk cooking the way that he is, like, forget what I practiced all week. I need to just draw something up right now that these guys have run that isolates my best player, who's clearly a mismatch right now against their guy. Ayuk has to get a look in the red zone.
No doubt. He just has to.
Let's go. When he's playing that way, B, you could sense right away when he ran that 40-yarder, 50-yarder. Yeah. You could see, like, oh, Ayuk's ready to play today.
Oh, he was ready to roll.
He was ready to go.
He's ready to go.
He had a jetpack on his body.
Listen, he's the best wide receiver on his football team. If you think otherwise, you're a fool. He's the best wide receiver on this football team, and he's going to prove it throughout the rest of the season. I truly am confident in Brandon Ayuk. Buy your Brandon Ayuk stock right now. Let's go to Rocky and Vallejo. What up, Rocky?
What's up, guys? Great show, man. Watching the game, you know, obviously the loss, in my opinion, is Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. You guys were spot on. Brock had his worst game. He was holding on to the ball too much. In the second quarter, he had Jennings open in the red zone, and I believe Shanahan let him know right after the play. I believe it was the second quarter. He had a talk with Brock because he was definitely holding on to the ball. That was his one of his worst games in the regular season, no doubt about it. I do have a trade proposal. Calais Campbell, Miami Dolphins. Our defensive D tackles, we got the big boys with the bellies. They always get tired. In the second half, Malik Collins, great in the first half. Second half, he's tired. We had Buckner, we had Armstead, we had Trees. These boys were long, they were lean, they never got tired. So, you know, we got to get a guy like that. There's not too many of them in the league. Calais Campbell, veteran guy, older guy, great leadership, lean, strong. That's the guy. Miami Dolphins are not going nowhere. If I'm John Lynch, I call up the Dolphins to make a trade for Calais Campbell. We need that guy in the center.
That's not a bad idea, Rocky. It's not a bad idea.
He's so old.
He's old, but you know what? He's
not
old,
mad at
but
it.
I don't know, man. So you got to do something with his defensive line. I mean, again, it's another year. You got to make a trade for a defensive lineman. You can't draft defensive linemen. You can't sign defensive linemen. You can't trade for defensive linemen. Defensive line has become a problem under Lynch and Shanahan.
So Bosa, we clearly is making a boat ton of money, and he's going to get a lot of criticism, and rightfully. Like, when you make a lot of money, you deserve the criticism, right? Like, I'm here for that.
You're the highest paid player. You're the highest paid player, and this is the second season in a row that you've thrown people under the bus. I know what the quote said about making adjustments, and you may be right about that. But it sounds like you're throwing guys under the bus. It's never your fault. You know what I'm saying? In my life, Shasky, when it comes to this radio show, when it comes to my personal life, what I've done in my career and what I've done with my personal life, I take full accountability for everything. It's my fault. Like, for example, hey, do you know Bonte Hill yesterday? I'm talking to third person here. I drove down to Levi's Stadium yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Left my credential at home. I threw a little hissy fit. But at the end of the day, it's my fault I left my credential at home. I drove back home. But at the end of the day, I said, you know what? I left the credential. It's my fault that I left the credential. I wasn't aware. I take accountability. This guy's the highest paid player, defensive player in all of football. And every time I hear this guy, well, you know, I'm just experimenting. Oh, well, you know, the defensive scheme. Or this guy that... Just take accountability, dog. Just say, I'm not playing up to my standard. They gave me $122 million guaranteed. How about I take a Max Crosby? You know what he does? He takes accountability. You know what Calais Campbell does? Takes accountability. You know what TJ Watt does? Takes accountability. My guy, who we're paying Jay York is in the 49ers, $122.5 million guaranteed, and I'm not mad at him for getting this money. I'm always about players getting your bag. Go get your bag.
But you gotta perform.
But when you get your bag and you start throwing people under the bus and you underperform over and over and over again, then I got an issue with you. I got an issue with
totally
you.
Fair.
That's not right.
But it's not just like yes, he's a part him. Of it. But it like
but
I look
it starts
at
the, with the it starts with the top, Shaq.
So if you're Bosa in this equation, that makes me Leonard Floyd. How many flash plays has he had this year?
Oh, he's been MIA.
Like again, it's Bosa, but it's also like we right. see these things happen in tandem, and other guys have to step up, and they feel such a far cry away from 2019's defensive line.
They're not even close. No, this defensive line is a joke.
I mean, I would love just 3 plays a game of D Ford.
I mean,
think about how good D Ford was that year.
The way Terminator knew,
crazy.
He was getting hit and dragging his defensive line and dragging a pile for 4 yards. It was like big boy football. You heard Brady. Might as well play Kevin Kugler right now, because that's what I heard the second half yesterday with this same franchise. Came in here and punked. The bullies got bullied.
And that was after Bosa rolled up on the ankle of Will Hernandez. They lost their guard.
Yeah, I mean, they lost their guard.
They lost everybody. A very good player.
They lost everybody. Everybody.
Dude, the arm tackles were killing.
How many guys in Arizona had missing? We were naming the injury report last week saying, you'll lose this game.
I said to Spadoni this morning, we walked in and he goes, dude, you were so right. I go, I know, like Zyle Collins or however you pronounce his name.
Number 25 is a good player.
No, he's a good player. Okay, I can name him. I can name Buda Baker. How many others can you name?
Yeah, no names.
That's what I'm saying. And they looked good yesterday. And like this guy Wilson, this other wide receiver, was awesome yesterday.
Yep.
Awesome. He was wide open on 2 different third-down plays. And I'm like, how is he so wide open? What is happening?
Let's go to Manny on the Dumbarton Bridge. Manny, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Wish I could call under better circumstances, man. But,
it's all good.
I'm going to preface this with the late Danny Green because I think it's fitting being him as the ex-head coach of the Cardinals. The Cardinals were who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook. All right? That being said, I called in last week. I don't know if you all remember, but I said the same energy you all had when you were hee-haw, hee-haw against the Patriots, Niners, you should bring it to the Cardinal game. And they disappointed. Like I said, it's hard to be a loyal Niner fan, but I'll be loyal to the end. The trust is starting to wane more and more. What made me mad wasn't Nick Bosa's press conference, but I'm going to point the finger today at Fred. When they asked Fred about the defense, he said, we ain't got it quite together yet. Fred, it's week 5. If you all ain't got it gelled yet, when are you going to have it? All right? So we can talk about Purdy's performance, Shanahan's coaching, the big gaping goals on that defensive line, the last caller addressed it. My God, I've never seen such huffing and puffing since Pee Wee League football. But that being said, we as a Niner fan base, we're circling the drain, scratching our heads, trying to find the answer. I was trying to figure out what I really wanted to rant about. And this is what I want to say. And Bosa did say it, though. But too bad, like you said, he ain't pointing at himself. What separates the old franchise Super Bowl winning Niner teams in comparison to this? And this is something that this team has lacked in the last 2 Super Bowl losses. And every time they're in dogfights like this, they show that they seem to lack heart when it matters the most. I'm sorry, Niners, but I got to point that out. Because you know what? You said it yourself. Big superstars make superstar plays. Where was Debo? Look at the stat line.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened? Did he got to you?
Oh, my gosh.
Did he got to you?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Look at the stat line.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at the stat line.
Hey, you know,
they got to dig in and fight it in themselves, look in the mirror, right, and have that anger and that fire to be able to take it all the way.
You know what, Manny? You're right. And look, I'm going to say this, Shaq. I'm a little cranky this morning because I only got 2.5 hours of sleep. But you know what? I feel good. I feel fresh. I'm alive.
You crown their ass.
I feel alive. But you know, had Brandon Ayuk produce that stat line, four touches, 20 yards, the lines would be lit up, ripping Ayuk, could call him overpaid. Debo Samuel had 1 catch for 9 yards, 3 carries for what, 11?
He was non-existent.
I thought he got hurt.
Well, I wrote down in multiple scenarios where they got stuffed in the red zone.
Yeah.
Here is my note right here. Inaccurate, which was the throw to Kittle. Where's Ayuk? Where's Debo?
I don't know where Debo
was. Where's Ayuk? Where's Debo in the red zone?
Next question. I don't know. I don't know where Debo is.
And then they go down there again, and where's the sense of urgency? Where's Ayuk? Where's Debo? That's 4th and 7 from the 7 when they kicked that Mitch Wisnowski field goal.
When we talk about adjustments, Can we adjust off the jet sweep to Deebo Samuel?
It's not
the whole league's been all over it for 3 years.
It's not working.
It's done.
You know, this year, and everyone's going to point like, well, Joe, they were 2-4 in 2021, and then they were 3-5 in 2021, and then they took off. And I was like, all right, I'll listen to that. Like, that first game against the Lions, they looked unstoppable. The second game was a gritty win against the Eagles. Gritty, very gritty win. And then, like, they went on a four-game losing streak.
Tailspin, yeah.
It didn't look good. And I'll grant them the Indianapolis Colts game was in, like, a monsoon. Yeah, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Throw that out. Like, the Packer game was a well-played game that they lost to an all-time great. This feels different because it's like full collapses down the stretch. But the similarity is I don't know what the adjustment is offensively. That year, it was let's get Deebo as a running back, and they took off, right? I don't know what they have in store, but they have to make an adjustment offensively because right now they look very predictable. They look very stubborn offensively. They look like they're trying to go deep instead of taking the short stuff.
Yep.
And then defensively, I don't know what the personnel answers are.
We can
argue about scheming. I don't think Sorensen's great, but are you getting healthier linebackers? Are you getting cover safeties? Are you going to get a pass rush?
I don't know. I don't know if you are, but I tell you what, one guy who's becoming unplayable, I hate to say this, because he's a fan favorite, and he was an all-pro. Talanoa Hufanga is becoming unplayable.
He now
he's coming with the wrist. It's another injury. What did he hurt last week? Didn't he hurt something last week?
Ankle or something like that?
He's coming off the ACL injury.
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
He doesn't look good. He looks slow. He looks stiff. He takes bad angles. He's not tackling well. He's just becoming unplayable.
The big touchdown with Kyler Murray early in the game, my note was 59 and 29.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing? It's literally, dude. What are you doing?
No, he may be unplayable.
I don't know what he was doing.
Straight up, Tig Brown is a better player than him, and I don't even think Tig Brown could cover that well.
No, and Malik Mustafa's a better player right now.
Yeah, he's young and green, and he's wet behind the ear. I need a ball hawking safety. That's for the offseason. But can I get me a free safety, please? Just give me a ball hawk free safety for to save my life. There's a guy at Cal, number four, who's the number four kid from Cal. I like him. He's making tackles on 4th and 1. He had to pick 6. I need an Ant retype. Now, I know they don't grow on trees.
No, they're hard.
But I need somebody like that.
But I feel like when I watch other offenses, they go, Oh, we don't think your safeties can cover down the field. And they isolate them, and they get that matchup. And this is where I go back to matchups. We're so dependent on scheme offensively. Where are our matchups?
Yeah, no, we don't
Deebo doesn't match up against anyone?
Well, my former broadcast partner used to always tell me, the voice of the 49ers, the other team will tell you what your weakness is.
Oh, no doubt.
And right now, the 49ers defense has a lot of weaknesses. But offensively, the weakness is you can't block against a cover zero blitz to save your life. Somebody blitzes and guys starts coming scot-free, disrupting the play. How is that? Why is that? I don't know. By the way, the most wanted tickets in the Bay Area are here. It's Hip Hop Made the Bay, starring Too Short, Ja Rule, Bone Thugs, and DJ Quick Friday, November 1st at the SAP Center. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now at Ticketmaster.com. River Island guest line, the fans. The fans today, the audience. You're the guest today. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Island's guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Let's get squeezed in one more call before the break. Let's get to TC in Sacramento. TC, what's happening?
Hope the baby's doing well.
Oh, yes, yes. Hey, they are. Thank you, brother. Hope yours is too, dog. You too, Bonte. My boys, man. Thank you.
What up, TC?
Oh, man, top of the morning. Listen, man, just laugh. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to laugh, man. I'm just sitting at this situation hearing about the fans realizing the problem at hand and everybody seeing what's going on with Shanahan and his team. Bro, look, hey, it's wild, dog. B.A. is kicking. I don't care about none of them feelings, dog. Everybody wants to see B.A. cook, right? But when B.A. starts cooking, Kyle, you want to go away from him. Right, so let's talk about Kyle. Then you want to talk about Armstead and Jimmy Ward. Aren't we? Woo! Ain't we missing those guys, right? You don't want to pay them. Jimmy said, man, I want to play this position. You told him to get out of here. Armstead said, man, I ain't taking no pay cut, bro. I've been here from since day one, Kyle, and did everything you wanted me to do. I know I got injuries, bro, but come on, man, the DeForest Butler. Listen, dog, how many passes are we going to give this guy? Period. Point blank. Brock, you got to throw the ball, dog. Everybody talking about $60 million. You the guy, the real deal, bro. If you see it, shoot it. B.A. was cooking. Give it to him, dog. Jawan got injured. Deebo's on the back of a milk carton, bro. Give B.A. the ball, big dog.
Yeah, I'm not gonna speak about B.A. today.
No, but I think this is the essence of coaching, though, Bonte.
It is. I agree.
Like, I'm a big believer in form. Like, the game I'm watching has to matter, whether it's baseball or whatever. You can give me all the data you want, but what about, like, throwing the data out the window? Like,
no, I know. We talk about it in baseball all the time.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Ayuk's cooking in this game.
Right.
Get him involved.
No,
Jordan Mason's running for 6 yards a carry, and he walks away with, like, 14 touches?
What are they doing in basketball? They feed the hot hand, right?
Exactly my point.
They feed the hot
hand. That's the essence of coaching.
Let IU cook. Let him feel good. If he wants to go for 200 yards, let him go for 200 yards. Let's go.
James Conner had 6 carries in the first half. Then in the second half, I think he had 14.
Oh, they rode him.
And they knew.
They rode him.
Like, oh, this is working.
They rode him. And they bullied the bullies. 888-957-9570. We got 2 hours to go, folks. 2 hours ago, Verducci, I see you. You're on deck, Verducci. You're on deck, Verducci. I got you. Mystic in San Francisco. I got you. I see a lot of calls right now discussing how this loss is on the head coach. Is it on the head coach?
Possibly.
The offense, 1-6 in the red zone. What about the defense? Need a stop. I need a stop. Can't get one in the fourth quarter. Can't stop the run in the fourth quarter. Can't stop. Look, and that's the difference. You think about that. Arizona runs a cover zero blitz. Brock Purdy throws the pick. Game over, right? Gets the ball tipped. Game over. Free rusher.
With a minute plus on the clock or whatever.
Plenty of time.
There's so much time.
Brady said it was plenty of time. Kyler Murray. Free rusher. Leonard Floyd's coming scot-free. 4th and 5. Oh, my God. Hair's on fire. Oh, my God. The house is burning. Kyler Murray back foot. Dime. Marvin Harrison Jr. on the out route.
Oh, he got outplayed yesterday.
Oh, he got outplayed.
He got outplayed.
It's okay to admit it.
It sucks to swallow, but you know what?
You start producing more and more of these games. Pause on that one. Please pause on that one. Big pause.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it made me uncomfortable, too. But I'll tell you what. And I'm going to just flat out say.
I hate you.
I'm only going to bring it up one time. And this is it before we get to an injury report. Don't let Brock Purdy start producing games like this. Don't let this happen. Don't let this become a trend. Because we're talking 60 million, 50 million, 40 million, $60 million quarterbacks don't play like they did yesterday. I'm going to just put it out there. That's all I'm going to say. Don't produce too many more of these games. I'm just telling you.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. 19 to 35 yesterday. That's not a good completion percentage. That's not. I think we have a quarterback here for the future. But don't let him produce these games continuously, because we know how Kyle Shanahan gets down when it comes to the quarterback position. And I'm going to just leave it at that. Injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
No, it's true, Shasky. Don't let him produce too many of these games anymore. The schedule ramps up for the 49ers.
Look, I'm just going to tell you right now. If today I had to make a choice, long term, the coach or the quarterback, I'm going with the quarterback. There are so many brilliant offensive minds. I think Kyle's done a great job. But we're not making the choice. But if you're asking me, the guy does have 30 games under his belt and a couple of stinkers.
Yeah,
like yesterday was one of them.
It was a stinker.
It was a stinker. But he's been way more good than bad.
All I'm saying is the future matters.
No doubt.
We got 12 games left. I don't want to see too many more sinkers.
I just, where are the easy throws? Where are the easy ones?
Kicker Jake Moody is going to be out for a few weeks with a high ankle sprain. Let's discuss that too. DT Dallas is about to break one back. Credit to Jake Moody for showing some courage and trying to make a tackle. We know it never goes well for kickers trying to make a tackle. But at least it was just a sprain. And it wasn't a break. So he will return, but the Niners are going to bring in some kickers today. They got to find a kicker. Who is it going to be? Zane Gonzalez? I have no idea. But you're going to have a new kicker Thursday for Seattle. And boy, you missed Jake Moody yesterday. That's for damn sure. Gosh, what a bad loss. Injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. We're going to fuel up on some coffee. 888-957-9570. Lines are stacked. We're going to get to everybody. Lines are stacked. I'm sorry to YouTube, because trust me, I missed your comments, but get over to the Comcast Business Text line. Text your comments in. We'll read a couple. Niners lose. They're 0-2 in the NFC West. 0-3 in NFC. 2-3 on the season. What a big one coming up on Thursday. What went wrong yesterday for the San Francisco 49ers? That's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.